Father and Son and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's take a seat. Well, thank you for the invitation. I here again in Manila in this restaurant. So I would like to encourage you to trust in our Lord and to live the Catholic life, because we have been redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ. He has shed His blood for us. He has adopted us as children, as His children. He has a great reward in store for us. He promised to accompany us on earth. The Holy Ghost was given to us since our baptism to lead us in a divine way in this life, so as to fulfill the Gospels and go to heaven one day. So we have been elevated to the reality of being, of becoming children of God. I will start by that. You have to know that it's an infinite difference, distance, even dignity between a child who is not baptized and a baptized child. Someone who is born before baptism is a creature of God. He's not a child of God yet. And because God has redeemed us and in His plan, He has raised us to a supernatural end to share His divinity, to share His life, to share His happiness. So man is on earth in order to live here as God lives in a divine way. So we are not here on earth to live in a human way. Especially the problem of today, Catholics. They believe, many of them believe, that by living in a human way, even if it's a reasonable, virtuous way, is enough to be saved. It's wrong. 100% wrong. It's not enough to be good to be saved. No. We have to act according to the Gospel, which is to live the life of God as the God lived it. And because to live as God lived in a perfect way in the life, His life, because it's infinitely difficult for us, because we are not gods, we are humans. Therefore, for that reason, was given to us the Holy Ghost and the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints to help us continually. Yes, but by God living inside of our souls, our bodies as temples, so that God will be moving us continually to live, that we may live in a divine way, a children of God. We are here on earth to live in a divine way with God, and God with us, we with Him, He with us, united. He as Father, we as children. So Catholics are forbidden to live in a pure human way. If we drink water, we do it for the love of God. If we help the poor, we do it because it's the will of God, and because we see God in the poor. And He through us is helping us to help the poor. For example, if we pray, we have to pray with God, through God, in Him. He said the Holy Ghost, He said the saints and guardian angels to accompany us, so that we will be praying in a divine way. For example, we never start praying without asking the grace to pray well. Yeah? Because that would be like saying that prayer is just a human thing. It's not a human thing. Because we pray with the faith, and we see God with the eyes of the faith, which is something divine. Therefore, prayer is something divine. It's something that God is telling us how to pray in a divine way by the faith, hope, and charity He given to us in our soul. It's why even when we pray, we have to ask that grace, that company, that visit from God and the Blessed Virgin Mary, the guardian angel, in order to pray well. For example, you are going to do dishes. If you are doing dishes, you cannot do it in a human way. You have to do it with God, like God do it, or will do it, like our Lord did it on earth, by asking His help, by praying with Him all the time asking his company, yes, his protection, his wisdom, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, his fortitude. So you will do dishes in God, with God, for God, in Mary, with Mary, for Mary. It will be an eternal value thus doing dishes. Just for as an example. But just for you to know. One of the things that we see in the world today, even among Catholics, is to live in a pure human way. For example, people dress up the way they like. No. We are not here to dress up the way we like. No. We dress up the way God likes. Not only that, we dress up according to the standard God likes. Because we are temples of the Holy Ghost, we have to be very modest. Even if we don't like it. Of course, it's not in our choice colors, kinds of dresses. But the principle in order to please God with our dressing has to be modest. It's an example. To tell you that nothing in life we can do without putting into account and taking into account God's will, God's ways, God's life, God's gospel, God's faith, God's love. Nothing at all we should do nothing without God's presence. It is why this blessing of today that we have received here as your family is to unite us for now and preparing for eternity in that faith, in that hope, in that charity that God is taking over. Today, God took possession of this place, of this family, as the glory of a family. And the plan is that we keep doing things for Him in the likeness of Himself, of the saints. And in that way we will be pleasing Him, and He will be showering down to us graces and blessings continually. This is to be Catholic. To be walking with God, pleasing God, to do things with God, which is protection, His wisdom. So this is it's from the Catechism, but we have to be reminded of all these things. For example, you are not your freedom, for example, is an important topic. Your freedom is given to us so as to follow God willingly. So basically, freedom is to the capacity that God gave to us to choose among good things which are according to God's will. For example, to choose evil is not an option, because we will be going outside God's will, God's ways, and we will be, by being outside God's way and God's will, we will become eventually slaves to sin, slaves to the devil, astray from the path to God. And precisely, freedom and slavery are two opposite things. Opposite. So, in order to remain free, we have to choose good things, always. If we choose evil things, we become slaves to sin. Because God goes off, we send God off our track, our ways. If we choose sin. And this world of today is choosing sin over virtue, over God's will, over charity, for example. People is more selfish than charitable nowadays. So they are choosing a way which is pleasing to them, but it's not pleasing to God. Therefore, God goes away from that way, and if they continue that road, they go to hell eventually. Hell is precisely for those who do not love God above all things. So our way has to be God's way. We may fall down sometimes on the way, but we have pardon, we go to confession, we keep praying, we keep doing charity works, we keep trusting in God, and we will be okay. God will eventually will send a priest, will send the grace to us that we need to strengthen our path, but to keep going to heaven. But this world of today has bad priests, bad leaders, bad shepherds, and leading people to do their own wills. They don't take into account God anymore in their lives, in their dressing, in their wording, in the businesses, in the way they run families, in the way, in the private life, even in the way they use their time, it's not according to God's will, according to God's desires. It's according to our own will, almost all the case, every case, almost. It's time to be reminded, what do we need to go to heaven? What do we need to keep receiving the blessings of, from God? What do we need to be able to help out our families and ourselves? To be able to go to heaven. Because those who go to heaven are the minority. It's another lie of nowadays. People think that almost everybody goes to heaven because they don't kill or they don't steal. Wrong. It's a wrong doctrine. The minority is the one who go to heaven fight because the minority is good if we don't care. The majority do their own will. Because they don't pray. Prayer is essential to be saved. Someone says that he who prays is saved, he who do not pray is condemned. And the minimum of prayer that we have to do every day is morning prayers, night prayers, and the Holy Rosary. It's the minimum. Of course, we have to do more than that. Especially during the day, we have to be doing ejaculatory prayers, asking God's help, telling God that we love Him, that we need Him. But the minimum, if we want to be saved, this is told by the Blessed Mary and the Church, is the most Holy Rosary. 5 decades, 15 minutes, 20 minutes every day. The minimum. You cannot say you don't have time because we must save our souls. And the people, because besides there are many occupations, like what they do, what we do, in order to fulfill this essential duty, is to pray the Holy Rosary when we are awake. The early morning, before everybody awakes, in order to avoid excuses that later on we don't have time, or we have to pray it, or we have to disturb. So we keep for this teaching of our Lord, our Lady, so we keep the Mass. This is completely the Mass. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.